Good afternoon. My name is Carolyn Nasir, and I'm the project director at UNC Chapel Hill for the Way to Health Research Study. Way to Health is a 5-year randomized controlled worksite wellness study, and today I'm going to talk about baseline organizational results from the study, and more specifically about support, awareness, and utilization of health promotion programs. I have no disclosures. Our objectives for today are, I'm going to present a brief overview of the study and tell you a little bit more about our data collection. I'm going to describe baseline results from our key stakeholder interviews and environmental scans. And then I will tell you a little bit more about the barriers to implementing health promotion programs in college campuses across North Carolina. And I'll summarize those implications for increasing awareness, support, and utilization of health promotion programs. So a little bit of background. We know that comprehensive health promotion programs have the ability to improve employee health, productivity, employee morale, and the financial health of a company. However, when the National Worksite Survey results were released, we found that only 6.9% of employers offer a comprehensive health promotion program. We also know that manager beliefs are important to the implementation and success of health promotion programs, and barriers to implementing these programs include lack of employee interest, funding, staff resources, participation, and management support. Healthy People 2010 had two main objectives for work sites. The first one was to increase that at least 75% of work sites should offer a health promotion program, and at least 75% of employees should participate in those health promotion programs. They defined health promotion programs as having 5 main elements. The first one, health education programs. Examples may include physical activity programs, smoking cessation programs, or nutrition programs. Supportive social and physical environments. Do they have a physical activity facility? Structural support for health promotion programs. Is there access to these facilities? Do they have financial resources in place to promote health promotion programs? The fourth element is linkage to related programs. Are there employee assistance programs? And finally, screening programs with appropriate follow-up. For example, if someone goes for a blood pressure screening, do they refer them to the appropriate physician? I'm going to next tell you a little bit about an overview about the Way to Health Research Study. It's a 5-year study funded by the National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute, and we're in 14 college campuses across North Carolina. We have 12 full participating campuses and 2 alternate campuses. The study does take place in 2 phases. The first phase, which began in 2007, is the Employee Wellness Committee intervention, where we offered assistance to each campus to organize and mobilize employee wellness committees, and we assisted those committees in developing a health action plan that is tailored to their campus and to implement those health promotion programs. The second phase of the study, which began in September of 2008, is the weight loss study. It was an 18-month intervention that rigorously tested a web-based weight loss program and cash incentive for weight loss. Here's our study design. As I mentioned before, we enrolled 14 college campuses. We had a kickoff event for these campuses in October 2007, where all of our campus representatives from across the state came to Chapel Hill. We introduced the study and let them know a little bit more about what we would be doing as the study progresses and what their role would be. We began working with the Employee Wellness Committees in November of 2007. I just want to mention that we do continue to work with those committees, even though phase 2 has started. We will continue to work with them through December of this year, 2010. We enrolled employees into phase 2, which was the weight loss study, in September 2008. After we enrolled employees, there were approximately 1,000 employees involved in that phase. We randomized each campus into one of 4 groups. So they either received a web-based weight loss program, cash incentive for weight loss, a web-based weight loss program plus cash incentive, or usual care. So every employee at the campus received the same intervention. They then received a program-specific study orientation to let them know what they could, what they will be getting in that intervention. And then we did evaluation. So with the employee wellness committees, we do evaluation annually. We also collected organizational data, and that is what this presentation is going to focus on. We did key stakeholder interviews and environmental scans with each campus in 2008, 2009, and 2010. And we did employee evaluation for the weight loss study at follow-up at 3, 6, 12, and 18 months. As you can see, we are across the state. Our campuses are broken up into three quads. We have historically black colleges, we have community colleges, and we have universities. So we have our sample includes campuses of all different types of campuses, and number of employees varies by campus. So the questions that we are looking at are, what characterizes a campus as having a supportive environment for health promotion programs? For example, how many elements of a comprehensive health promotion program do they have? What programs are in place? What policies? What environmental supports do they have in place? To what extent are administrators supportive and aware of health promotion programs on campus? What are their perceived barriers to offering these programs? And finally, what other factors have influenced the extent to which these programs are implemented on campus? So we have two types of data for the organizational level. As I mentioned before, we did key stakeholder interviews, and we did those with six individuals at the campus: the chancellor president, HR director, employee wellness committee chair, cafeteria manager, facilities director, and vending supervisor. And as you can see, our response rates were really high with these interviews. We also did environmental scans, where we scanned the physical activity facilities, the vending machines to see if there were healthy snacks available and were those snacks labeled as healthy items. And we also did a scan in the cafeteria, if the campus had one. Our analysis for this is a descriptive summary data, and we're going to compare that data with National Worksite Survey data when it is available. So the purpose of these interviews was to assess beliefs, expectations, and interests, assess policies and programs, monitor changes over time, and inform the strategic planning process. And there's just a snapshot of what one of our interviews, the cover of one of our interviews. Now the fun part, results. Okay. Here we're looking at health promotion programs. As you can see, the type of programs are across the bottom, and we're comparing the Way to Health campuses to national work sites. As you can see, it's higher in the campuses, generally speaking, and a notable difference is in physical activity programs. So the national work sites had about 20%, and the Way to Health campuses had about 71%. Reported having a physical activity program. Okay, and here's policies. Again, the Way to Health campuses tend to be higher than the national work sites, especially with their smoking policies, their indoor smoking policies. There you can see that the national work sites were at about 40%, and the Way to Health campuses were about 93%. And again, with the environmental supports. And so many had a fitness center or gym, and also cafeterias, and 100% had vending machines for the Way to Health campuses. So here we're going to look at the overall prevalence of the five key elements of a comprehensive health promotion program. As you can see, the Way to Health campuses are higher, especially in the number of programs that they offer. It's almost double, almost 2.5 times what the national work sites offer. And when you look at organizations that had all five elements, we mentioned earlier that only 6.9% of work sites nationally had offered a comprehensive health promotion program, whereas 21.4% of college campuses reported having all five elements of a comprehensive health promotion program. We then asked key stakeholders how important they believe it was to offer a health promotion program. And many of them reported, 85.7% reported that it was either very or extremely important to offer health promotion programs on campus. Immediately after we asked them that, we asked them to what extent do they believe faculty would participate in programs and to what extent do they believe staff would participate in programs. And they believe that only 42.9% of staff and only 28.6% of staff would participate to a great or significant extent. And we also asked administrators how supportive they feel their campus environment is with different types of support. So for example, with physical activity, how supportive did they think their environment, their campus environment was generally? And with healthy food choices, healthy weight maintenance, and smoking cessation. So here you can see that healthy weight maintenance seems to be very low, that they reported that their campus was not at all or not very supportive. 58% reported that. So this slide, we compare the awareness of health promotion programs on campus compared to what we actually saw. So I mentioned before that we did environmental scans, and we were able to look at walking trails, we observed healthy food choices in the cafeteria and vending machines, and we had also asked administrators, does your campus have this? So as you can see, they were right on with the employee wellness committees. They knew that there were wellness committees on campus. Walking trails, they're a little off. So they think there's walking trails, but only 35.7% actually had them. As far as healthy food choices available in the vending machines, there wasn't a lot of awareness about that. These are some quotes from administrators as far as perceived barriers to offering health promotion programs. As far as faculty, getting them to utilize resources that are already in place, one person commented that it is like herding kittens. They are really independent thinkers. Time is obviously a big factor for faculty and staff. So in summary, Way to Health campuses reported a much higher number of programs, policies, and environmental supports at baseline than national averages. Administrators believed it was important to offer health promotion programs at work, however, they only perceived employees as being somewhat interested in participating. About half of administrators believed their campuses were supportive of physical activity and nutrition, however, they rated support for weight maintenance and smoking cessation to be less. And they were less aware of the availability of healthy food choices in the cafeteria. Okay, so what does all this mean? Given that campuses have many of the elements of a comprehensive health promotion program, and administrators reported a high level of support, this makes them a very good environment to promote health promotion programs. However, the challenge is to connect employees with existing resources and mobilize these existing community resources. And a way to do that would be through the employee wellness committees. They are really a key resource to engaging employees in participating in these health promotion programs. And along with time and lack of employee interest, campuses are very decentralized, which is another big challenge to offering health promotion programs, because if you think about it, you know, with other organizations, there's one building. Well, on campuses, especially the larger ones, there's multiple buildings, and trying to get information from one point to the other is difficult. So communication and accessibility. Okay, so strengths of this study were data. We have data from all types of campuses, from historically black campuses to community colleges to universities. We were able to compare perceived supports to actual supports. We had a high response rate in cooperation with the key stakeholders. However, we did have a small sample size at the campus level. At the same time, there was this larger economic political scene going on, so there were many cutbacks on the campuses, and therefore it influenced the number of programs that were offered. And there were measurement challenges in largely decentralized campuses. So next, we need to measure changes in health promotion programs, policies, and environmental supports over time. We need to measure changes in administrative support over time. And we're going to link those changes to support, to outcomes for the phase two study, the weight loss study. And I just want to acknowledge, make a few acknowledgments. First of all, the research team, including the principal investigator, Laura Linnan, who's here today, the National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute for funding the study, and also our college campuses and the campus contacts, because they were extremely instrumental in making sure that we collected the data on time and logistics and all of that. So, thank you.